Welcome to OV English School. Today we are looking at architecture, but in a very practical way. This is not only about famous towers or beautiful museums. It is about the places you use every day. Think about your home, your school, a station, or a cafe. Some places help you relax and move easily. Other places make you feel tired, lost, or stressed. That difference often comes from design. In this episode, you will hear how buildings change light, noise, temperature, and even your choices. You will also learn simple words that help you talk about spaces around you. If you enjoy learning English through real life, visit ovenglish.com. Architecture sounds like a big subject, but the idea is simple. It is the design of buildings and spaces for real human life. Architects do not only choose how a building looks from outside. They also think about entrances, windows, stairs, corridors, seats, and quiet areas. A building can look exciting on social media and still be difficult to use. That is where good architecture begins to matter. You can feel this difference in a few seconds. Walk into a station with clear signs, wide paths, and good light. You know where to go. You move without stress. Now imagine a station with narrow entrances, dark corners, and confusing directions. People stop suddenly. Crowds build up. Some travelers miss trains. In a busy place, design is not decoration. It affects time, safety, and mood. A strong example is London St. Pancras. It serves large crowds every day, including commuters, tourists, and international passengers. The building is famous, but beauty is not the main reason people depend on it. It needs to move thousands of people quickly. Wide spaces, visible platforms, and readable signs help the station do its job. When circulation works well, people hardly notice it. When it fails, everyone notices. Circulation is a key word in architecture. It means the paths people take through a building. Good circulation feels natural. You walk in and the next step is obvious. You can find the exit, the toilet, or the platform without panic. Bad circulation creates friction. People turn around, ask strangers for help, or block each other near doors. In schools and hospitals, that confusion can create daily stress. Function is another key idea. Function means how well something works for its purpose. A school needs fresh air, safe exits, and classrooms that support attention. A hospital needs clear routes and rooms that protect privacy. An office needs places for focus and places for meetings. If people cannot use a building easily, then the design has missed something important, even if it looks impressive. But architecture is not only about function. Form matters too. Form means the shape and visual style of a building. It can create emotion and identity. A traditional wooden house in Kyoto may feel warm, calm, and close to nature. A glass office tower in Singapore may feel modern and open. Yet beach style has risks. Too much glass can bring heat and glare. A beautiful old building can feel dark if it ignores modern needs. Materials also shape experience in direct ways. Stone feels solid and lasting. Steel allows long spans and tall structures. Concrete can support heavy loads and large public spaces. Wood often feels softer and more human. Glass brings daylight and views, but it must be used carefully. In hot places, large glass walls can turn a room into an oven. Then a building needs more cooling, more energy, and higher costs. That is why climate design is so practical. Architects must respond to local weather, not just fashion. In a hot city, shade can change daily life. Covered walkways make streets easier to use. Windows placed for airflow can cool rooms naturally. In colder places, insulation keeps heat inside and lowers energy bills. Orientation matters too. A building that faces the sun in a smart way can feel brighter in winter and cooler in summer. You can see this clearly in cities with very different climates. In Singapore, many modern buildings use shading systems because the sun is strong and the air is humid. In Northern Europe, daylight becomes precious during winter. There, architects often try to bring in as much natural light as possible. The same design does not fit every place. Good architecture respects local weather, local habits, and local materials. Scale changes the story as well. A small apartment affects one person or one family. A station, square, or library affects thousands. Public space is especially important because it shapes city life between buildings. A good square invites people to sit, meet, and stay longer. A poor one feels empty, exposed, or difficult to cross. The difference may come from trees, benches, shade, lighting, and the distance between paths. Take a library as a simple example. A well-designed library in Copenhagen might use daylight, soft materials, and clear routes between shelves. Readers can find books without effort. They can sit for a long time without feeling trapped or tired. The room supports quiet attention. Now compare that with a poorly designed study space. If the lights are harsh, the chairs uncomfortable, and the layout confusing, people leave sooner. Details often decide whether a place feels welcoming. Human scale is one of those details. This means how big a place feels compared with our bodies. Very large halls can impress us, but they can also feel cold. Very small rooms can feel safe, but they may also feel tight. Good design balances these feelings. It gives people enough space to breathe, but not so much space that they feel lost inside it. So how can you judge a building in daily life? Ask simple questions. Can people move through it easily? Does it fit the climate? Are the materials right for the job? Does it help people feel calm, safe, and clear about what to do next? These questions turn architecture into something concrete. You do not need to be an expert. You just need to notice how a place changes your behavior, comfort, and time. Question: what is architecture in simple words? Answer: it is the design of buildings and spaces for real human life. Question: why is station design so important? Answer: because clear movement can save time, reduce stress, and improve safety for large crowds. Question: what does circulation mean in architecture? Answer: it means the paths people take through a building. Question: why can too much glass be a problem? Answer: it can create heat and glare, especially in hot climates, and increase cooling costs. Question: what simple question can help you judge a building? Answer: ask whether people can use it easily and comfortably. Architecture is around you all the time. It shapes how you enter, wait, study, work, rest, and leave. Good design is not only about style. It is about real results in daily life. A better station can reduce stress. A better classroom can support attention. A better home can feel brighter and calmer. So next time you enter a building, look for the signs of design. Notice the light, the movement, the materials, and the feeling of the space. This is a useful way to build both your English and your understanding of the world. Thanks for listening, and keep learning with OV English School.